This is Theater Talk, and we're back with three cast members of the Living Room Theater Double Bill of Playing with Fire and Overruled, which plays Wednesdays through Sundays at 7:30 at the Park McCullough House, August 3rd, starting this week through August 13th. There will be talkbacks with the cast after the performances, Thursday, August 4th, Wednesday, August 10th, and Thursday, August 11th. And for tickets, you can call 802-442-5322. And now we have a special treat. Tell us about it.
Well, this is going to be, we're just going to do a little snippet for you from Overruled. And this is two lovers on the brink here, of romance. And he's the man is has an impulse to do something.
Don't. Oh, don't be horrid. Please, Mr. Lunn, promise me you won't be horrid.
I'm not being horrid, Mrs. Juno. I'm not going to be horrid. I love you. That's all. I'm extraordinarily happy.
You will really be good.
I'll be whatever you wish me to be. I tell you, I love you. I love loving you. I don't want to be tired and sorry as I should be if I were to be horrid. I don't want you to be tired and sorry. Do come and sit down again.
You're sure you don't want anything you oughtn't to?
Quite sure. I only want you. Oh, don't be alarmed. I like wanting you. As long as I have a want, I have a reason for living. Satisfaction is death.
Yes, but the impulse to commit suicide is sometimes irresistible.
Not with you.
What?
Oh, it sounds uncomplimentary, but it isn't really. Do you know why half the couples who find themselves situated as we are now behave horridly?
Because they can't help it if they let things go too far.
Oh, not a bit of it. It's because they have nothing else to do and no other way of entertaining each other. You don't know what it is to be alone with a woman who has little beauty and less conversation. What is a man to do? She can't talk interestingly, and if he talks that way himself, she doesn't understand him. He can't look at her. If he does, he only finds out that she isn't beautiful. Before the end of 5 minutes, they are both hideously bored. There is only one thing that can save the situation, and that's what you call being horrid. With a beautiful, witty, kind woman, there is no time for such follies. It's so delightful to look at her, to listen to her voice, to hear all she has to say, that nothing else happens. And that is why the woman who is supposed to have 1,000 lovers seldom has one, whilst the stupid, graceless animals of women have dozens.
I wonder. It's quite true that when one feels in danger, one talks like mad to stave it off, even when one doesn't quite want to stave it off.
Oh, one never does quite want to stave it off. Danger is delicious, but death isn't. We court the danger, but the real delight is in escaping after all.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, that was delightful.
That was just wonderful. I'm so glad that you did that.
Oh, good. It's our pleasure.
These two Americans sitting next to me suddenly burst into this. Wonderfully British.
It was funny because I was going to ask them if they were going to have British accents for the show. Well, they are.
We are indeed. Yep.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful.
No Swedish accents and
no Swedish.
No Swedish accents. Playing with fire.
Thankfully for our sakes.
Okay.
Well, I just think that sounds great. Now, where are the two of you based? I mean, you're in New York, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all three of us based out of New York, so that's where most of the opportunities.
So tell us about the actor's life in New York. What is it like, and how does it contrast?
When we were in New York in the theater in the '50s, actors lived.
Okay.
No, we got there at the end of the '50s. We were there in the '50s, and
we left
in 1961. Uh-huh. Okay, but at any rate, actors lived in Manhattan. Then they moved to Brooklyn and then to Queens. Where do you live?
We both live in Queens.
Queens.
Astoria, Queens. Yeah.
Yep. But Ken.
Which they now call Actoria.
That's true. Astoria is now Actoria.
In Queens, in Astoria now. And, you know, I'm an old-timer, so I'm in Little Italy downtown.
Oh, you're still in Manhattan?
I'm still in Manhattan, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Rent-stabilized apartment.
Yeah, that helps.
They're lucky enough to get there early enough.
Yeah. Well,
we had one we never should have left.
We keep thinking we should have kept that rent-controlled apartment we had.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Four rooms for $125.
Really?
And where was that?
Oh, my God.
43 West 93rd in a beautiful building.
Oh, wow.
Still there. It's the one building on the block that's still there.
Right, wow. Right off Central Park.
Oh, maybe.
I used to live at 97th and West End, so yeah. I love that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood. So now we know where you live. What kinds of things, I mean, again, the actor's life?
Well, it's survivability and sustainability. So it's
been really fun since getting back from our honeymoon. We thought, okay, we'll have a little bit of time to settle in and hang our pictures on the wall because we didn't live together before we got married. But instead, the universe said, here's an audition practically every single day and helping each other out, getting prepared for whatever it might be it a commercial audition, voiceover, theater, TV, film, like across the board. You just never know each day what will pop up in your inbox and you have to prepare and get ready. It could be 60 pages of music or you show up for a commercial audition and you have no idea except for the fact that you're supposed to look like a bartender. And then the next thing you know, you're improvising about pouring water. And, you know, it's a crazy life, but I really enjoy it. And it's been so cool to have a partner who completely understands this bizarre world and the schedule that's very unpredictable, can be incredibly supportive and share a vocabulary about it. So far, it's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have alternate careers when you're not finding work?
So, well, that's where the survivability comes in. Luckily enough, knock on wood, the past about 4 or 5 years, I haven't had to do too much other stuff or get too locked. You know, I've done the, you know, the restaurant thing and the bartending thing.
Yeah.
And catering. These two are working all the time.
Yeah. So
I actually sing with a folk band. We do the music of Peter, Paul, and Mary and Bob Dylan and the Mamas and the Papas, and we tour around the country. It's wonderful. We're called a band called Hannah Lee, and a nod to In a Land Called Hannah Lee. Yeah, so that's pretty fun.
She's got a great voice, which we'll discover, too.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some music for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
a couple of numbers here.
Little surprises for Strindberg and Shaw. But I also work for a nonprofit organization called Revolución Latina, which is under the umbrella of Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. And we try to offer free classes in singing, dancing, and Shakespeare for people of all ages, daring them to go beyond their perceived limitations through the arts. And that's one of my ways of trying to be, you know, serving my soul while also earning money.
That sounds wonderful.
That's a wonderful combination. Yeah. And Ken, you've done instant Shakespeare, haven't you?
I haven't done instant Shakespeare.
Going to say everybody should do instant Shakespeare since
there's this company, Instant Shakespeare, that each year does the entire canon book in hand with the folios, first folios, in libraries.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard about
that. Yeah, absolutely.
For, what, 15 years?
17 years. They're in their 17th year.
That's marvelous.
Oh, that's great.
And our son is listening, and Paul, we'll get them some information.
Yes,
about
please.
Instant Shakespeare.
There's a website, isn't there?
There is a website, and there's a Facebook page, Instant Shakespeare.
That's a great title.
And they do it in libraries. I mean, talk about serving your soul. I mean,
that would be amazing.
It is because I know
serving your soul and making no money.
but you still have to do that as an actor because if you're only auditioning all the time, sometimes you're like, oh.
Well, I know that there have been a number of actors from the Living Room Theater who have also done instant Shakespeare.
Awesome.
So I recommend that all of you think about doing instant Shakespeare.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
All thank right. you for that recommendation.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's
he had worked on Shakespeare and Co. and that led to this eventually.
Yeah.
Well, this is terrible because we're running out of time and we're
being a pushy mother took time.
I tell you.
a mother's love.
Anyway, be sure that you get and see the Living Room Theater double bill of Playing with Fire and Overruled Wednesdays through Sundays, 7:30 at the Park McCullough House.
Outdoors and in.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors and in, yeah. August 3rd. What happens if it rains?
We move indoors for this Strindberg piece.
Okay, good. Because we don't want to.
There's a rain plan.
There is a rain plan.
Because we were rained out last night. We were going to see The Tempest down at Pittsfield in their Shakespeare in the Park. And It rained.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you don't have to worry about the rain.
Yes.
Rain or shine. You
come
can
anyway.
See.
Absolutely, yeah. Rain or shine.
And so call for tickets at 442-5322. And there is also a website for the Living Room Theater?
Yes, the livingroomtheater.org, I believe.
Yes, yeah. That's usually what the address mm-hmm. is. Well, we want to thank you so much, William Hanley and Ken, for coming, and we look forward to seeing you in the show.
Thank you for having us.
Great, thanks.